Parshas Kedoshim. We just finished Chodesh Nisan. We've moved into Chodesh Iyar. The yeshiva Zman has started this past week, some earlier in the week, some later in the week, and Pesach is starting to become a memory. In the Pesach Seder, we spoke out that we have to teach the Chacham, the wise son, basically all of Hilchas Pesach, until the halacha of Ein Maftirin Achar HaPesach Afikomen, you're not allowed to eat after the Afikomen. Why not? Because you have to go to sleep with the taste of the matzah in your mouth. And Rav Nevenzel explains to us that the taste of the matzah represents the taste of Emunah and Bitachon, perhaps the number one lesson of Leil Seder and of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And we have to take the taste of Emunah and Bitachon and keep it in our mouths and keep it in our minds and keep it in our hearts, not only the whole night, but the whole year. The whole year, that's the Yisod of the Ramban, the famous Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo. We have so many mitzvahs, Zecher, Yetzias Mitzrayim. Every single day and every single night, we have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, aside for so many other mitzvahs to remind us about Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's to internalize the lessons of Mitzrayim, internalize the lessons of Emunah and Bitachon. That's Hashem and only Hashem that runs the show. So we had Chag HaPesach with the 10 Makos and Kriyas Yamsuf. That reminds us how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Before that, we had Shabbos HaGadol, the great nace when they tied the Egyptian of Avodah Zarah, the sheep, to the bed. And Hashem did a nace that the Mitzrim did not kill the Jews for doing so. And this year, before Shabbos HaGadol, the previous, we had a Motzi Shabbos HaGadol with the great nace where Iran sent 330 missiles to Eretz Israel and not one hit its target. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu watched over us. And this is the lesson of the Motzi Shabbos HaGadol, which preceded Shabbos HaGadol, and Shabbos HaGadol and Pesach. And this is the lesson that we have to take with us the entire year. Every time we open up a newspaper, we have to understand it's not Hamas and it's not Bibi and it's not Biden. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that we find in this week's parasha, Parashas Kedoshim. The Pasuk tells us, Lo Sikon Velo Sitor, you may not bear a grudge, you may not take revenge. And the Chinuch writes, why should you take revenge? If we understand that everything is coming from Hashem, there's no reason to take revenge. There's no reason to bear a grudge. If we understand that everything is coming from Hashem, the Medrash points to Yosef HaTzadik, the brothers sold him into slavery. And what does he say to the brothers? No, you didn't send me here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me here. I'm here for a purpose, to take care of the Jewish people. The Jews have to go down to Mitzrayim. No, you have nothing to do with you. And the Chinuch himself points to David HaMelech. Shimi ben Gera curses David HaMelech. He's Morid B'Malchus. He's deserving of death. And David's officers want to go kill Shimi. No. David said, Hashem told him to curse me. How much happier would we be if we understood that everything is really coming from Hashem, and all those people that harm us and upset us and speak about us and everything else, it's really only coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we would adopt that attitude and we would internalize that attitude, we would be so much happier people. And if we understand that everything's from Hashem, and we understand that our parnasa is also from Hashem, then we would not shirk our financial responsibilities and obligations. And this is what the Pasuk tells us also in this week's Parsha. We have 3 years of Orla. You're not allowed to eat nor benefit from the fruit. The fourth year is Revah. You have to bring it up to Shalayim and eat it there. The Ramban compares it to Bikurim, where we bring the first fruits to the Beis HaMikdash. And this is to recognize that everything is from Hashem. And the Pasuk continues, Lahosif Lachem Tvuaso. Rashi says, you think that when you follow mitzvahs, Orla, and Revai, you're losing out. 4 years, I can't benefit. 4 years, I could barely use. 3 years, I can't use my produce at all. Even the fourth year, I could barely use it. You think you're going to lose? No, Hashem promises you, Lahosif Lachem Tvuaso. You're only going to gain. When we do mitzvahs with our money, we only gain. We don't lose. And this can help us to be honest in our business dealings. And at the very end of Perek Yutes, Parshas Kedoshim is one of the most intense Rashis in the Chumash. The Psukim that talk about being honest in business, Rashi says that someone who is not honest in business, someone who is crooked, he calls him five names. He's called Avel, Sonui, Mishukatz, Cherem, To'eva. Five terrible names Rashi calls on someone who's dishonest in business. He's hated. He's despicable. He's excommunicated. He's an abomination. He's crooked. Five terrible names Rashi uses. And then Rashi tells us each of these five terrible names causes five terrible things in this world. Gorim the Chamisha Dvarim. Metameis Aretz. If we're crooked and dishonest in business, we contaminate the land. Mechalas Hashem. We cause a desecration of Hashem's name, and that we see most clearly. Continues Rashi, Mesalik es Ashchina. It removes the Shchina. Umapil es Yisrael b'charev. It causes the death of Jews. Jews will die by the sword because someone is dishonest. Umagala osam eartzam, and it causes the exile of the Jewish people. This is Rashi, Perek Yutes, Pasuk Lamed Hey. I'm being honest to business, and if we can internalize the lessons of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the lessons of Lo Sikam Lo Sitor, and the lessons of Orla, and the Hosif Lechem to us, and understand that everything is from Hashem, we have no reason to be dishonest, we have no reason to be upset, we have no reason to bear a grudge, and we have no reason to take revenge.